I am a whole woman. I do not live my life in pieces and parts. I am not bought or sold a la carte, so to grab me by my pussy is to grab my soul, my mind, my heart. And hands like yours are too small to hold the greatness, this divine work of art. Dum-dum, why generalize and disrespect that which you come from? If someone were to grab your mom by the pussy and proceed to violate, then you, sir, would be a product of rape, which so many are. So the only thing that you should grab is a hold of reality, star. And as for my race, it is not up for debate. You have no reason to hate me. You didn't create me nor make me. You don't know what I'm made of, that crucified, died, buried, rose from the grave, love, that runaway slave, that melanin in my skin doesn't hide from sun rays. These DNA strands are rooted deep in the motherland. I am a part of a legacy that gave birth to nations, so I'm appalled by the small talk of this Caucasian. Underestimate the worth of the people who first placed feet on this earth. How can we have turf wars when you're taking what's not yours, bringing ships to those shores and walking moors through those doors, turning queens into whores and making our kings useless? High five to your evil. You are the author of confusion. Black lives matter. Okay, that's a matter of fact, but that's a matter of the present, the future, and the past. The men who built America, show me where they at. Y'all can have a TV show about that, and ain't none of them mofos black? And when was America so great that you want to make it great again? My friend, do you mean before Columbus came in, when it was inhabited by Native Americans, Indians? Since then, I guess America has always been great for you. Perhaps that's due to your hue, but America is not just a white man's place. So I hope what you meant to say is that you will be the first to make America great for all people, because a great America means that we are all equal beings on this land, and white supremacy can no longer make the demands, and we no longer stand for white privilege, and we do not discriminate based on religion. It will take more than safety pins for us to feel safe in this land where the men making the decisions is so damn disgraceful, yet able to get away with mocking the disabled or spewing insults both sexual and racial. Mr. Candidate turned president, turned resident in the White House, there is no doubt that you, sir, should learn the walk, because everyone can't be bought. You are now dealing with international players, and theirs are discussions of international affairs, not a matter of locker room talk. And the Oval Office is not a boardroom where you can chalk shit up or write it off as a loss. You cannot simply rely on your business mind, because this could cost us more than what you have hidden on your taxes. We are speaking of the horizontal axis, causes with effects that affect the masses. I imagine you squint so much because you need glasses that are clear enough for you to see what's happening. This is about police and streets just blasting. This is about sexual predators just grabbing. This is about harassment. This is about stop and frisk. This is about immigration and building a wall or a fence. Trump, Pence, this isn't about you or your party. This isn't about whether the parentheses surrounding R or D. This shouldn't be us versus them, but we need to know and feel that as citizens of this country, our voices will be heard and measures will be taken to address our concern, and privilege is no longer used to oppress, and the American way is no longer to get paid off of our blood and sweat, and we will no longer be rejected as tenants, and the 13th Amendment not used to keep us locked up in prisons, the system not set us up for recidivism, because we are here, and through the words and wisdom of Shirley Chisholm, if you do not give us a seat at the table, we will bring folding chairs. But I swear, we ain't really trying to talk too much. It's draining to keep explaining the obvious of what's been done to us, from boycotts to protests, from slavery to the first black POTUS. Our motives are freedom driven, so you let these truths be self-evident, that we are relevant, and we cannot fathom a president that'll grab them by the pussy. I mean, that's sick. So thanks to TIP for a new national anthem, home of the brave and free, we all join Kaepernick and take a knee until y'all release that stronghold and we can once and for all just breathe.